Gary Moore is on fire at the moment. The other day he took four to Hawkesbury, and three of them won, and the other one ran third, ran a terrific race as well. And he's got about three going around today at Gosford, and I think he might have another big day. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Cozzy. Morning, listeners.
Mate, you had a terrific day the other day at Hawkesbury. You just trotted them out, and you nearly got the full house.
Definitely, because it was a great day because they were all two-year-olds, and I thought they'd win or run well, and I think we can go on from it from there. And I think over the next week to 10 days, there's going to be a few winners come out of the stable.
It's interesting you've held these back two-year-olds. They've just we're getting a lot of horses like that this year, aren't we? Racing through the winter that have got a lot of ability and look like a big upside to them.
Definitely. I've been very patient with a lot of the two-year-olds. I mean, we didn't have a lot of shin saunas, but they went through a growing stage. They weren't ready to go on with. They trialled well, put them away, gelded them. And now they're coming onto the scene.
I mean, it's when you look at it sometimes, Gary, it's easier to train the horses. How are the owners when you say, listen, well, I don't want to run these in the spring. I don't even want to run them in the autumn. We're just going to keep waiting. They cop it?
The owners have been very patient, which is, you know, I'm very lucky enough to have some lovely owners to train for. And, you know, it's going to, you know, make it real good for the spring for the owners that have been patient.
All right, now Host Wind Shadow, who won the other day at Hawkesbury, won the maiden there. It's in again today at Gosford. Got to be another real live chance.
Worked brilliantly Saturday morning over half a mile. Improved. Looked fantastic when we loaded in this morning on the float. And I think he'll win, Cozzy.
Ooh, all right. Now, by Longhorn, I don't know much about Longhorn, the stallion, do you?
I didn't know, and my son James chose him as a yearling. He came to me and asked me to come and look at him, and I said, well, what's your buy, son? He said, Longhorn. I said, who's Longhorn? Anyway, he was a good type at the time, and we didn't pay a lot of money for him. We only paid $70,000 for him, so I think he's a pretty nice horse, got good muscle mass, looks in great shape.
What's Longhorn's background?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, Cosby, I think John Hawkes might have trained him.
Yeah.
I think he won at group level, but I think he suffered an injury and been to stud. I think his percentage to winners is very, very good.
Yeah, he's a Royston stud. I'm just having a look now in Queensland. He's one that you sort of doesn't really spring to mind, does he, when you look at it?
No, but Hurston Shadow's got a very very good bottom line. He's out of a mare who was owned by the Aga Khan. She produced a lot of winners. I think he might be the 12th foal. So that's why he's shown good ability from day one.
He's a full brother to Catbird. He's going to stand a Craigley stud in Queensland this year.
Correct. Well done, because he's on top of it, aren't you?
Oh, Google. Don't credit me. Solar Patch, you've got going around in the second by Stratum. This won a trial the other day. It's had a little bit of a let-up.
I think he's got a lot of ability. I think he's a stakes horse. He was very difficult while he was a colt. His first run at Rosehill drew poorly, closed off nicely, got beat 3.5 lengths by Alberton. Then I ran him in the kindergarten, ran well, but was very difficult. He's now turned the corner, worked brilliantly, trialled very well at his last trial, and I think he can win, Cozzy.
Ooh, there's another one. Now, Dashing Special, interesting horses by High Chaparral out of a New Zealand mare. Looks like it would want ground, but it's showing pace in some of its races.
The other day, it was a heavy 8 or 9, didn't act on the surface, had trialled well previously. As a horse that you'd have to take on trust, I think possibly today might need the run.
All right. Now, of those today, which is, would you get the first two both can win, Hostman Shadow and Solar Patch?
I'll go for Hurstwind Shadow was my best.
Mm-hmm.
And Solar Patch, if he handles Gosford, big horse, big stride, long stride, I think that he's probably the second best.
All right. Now, you got a few in at Wyo on next Tuesday, Risen the Claim first, and Oshento Man. Can any of those win?
I think Risen will win. He was very impressive with his last win at Hawkesbury. He's also gone on with it. 1,000 is opportune distance. Looked very fit on the track this morning.
All right. Now, how many have you got there at the moment, unraced, babies? You got many two-year-olds still to go around?
We have. We've probably got about 10 two-year-olds still to run. But, you know, we're getting close to August 1, which will turn 3. But I think we've got a lot of nice young horses for the spring.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today, and always good to catch up. Let's hope there's another couple of winners there for you.
Thank you kindly, Cotty.